Shane Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning, which means it's time to get an update from Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chip. How are you doing this Monday morning?
Good, good, good. This is maybe one of the most unique picks of the week that you've done because it's an update on a live auction as it's happening. Give us the details.
Yeah, man, I tell you, this is one of those days, Chip, that I wish that I could clone myself, be two places at once. I have a business meeting I'm traveling to. But as we're talking, there's an auction going on in Berlin, Wisconsin. I'm sure everyone knows the sale I'm talking about. Retirement auction for R&M Motors, sale by a great team at Wilkinson Auction, a realty company. And, man, three John Deere tractors. It's just unbelievable, the hours on these things. There's an 02 model. John Deere 7510 with 13 hours. Yeah. There's a 92 model 4055 with 22 hours and 92 model 4455, 2260 hours. So right before I called in, I hopped onto the online bid, check, you know, where these things are at. And I checked with Brent Leonard yesterday with Wilkinson. He thought they were going to sell around noon or something, but the online bid, Chip, on the 7510 is already at $125,025. Well, it's going to be a record. The record was like $120,750, I think. The 4055, oh my goodness, the online bid's already up to $124,025.
Oh.
Highest I've ever seen is $93,000 7.5 years ago, famous auction out in St. Ed, Nebraska. And just this morning, now, the last half hour, I think, the 4455. Again, 2260 hours. The online bid there is now shot up over a record price. It's up to $101,025. Of course, the record was a sale I covered back end of October, Winchester, Kentucky. We saw a famous one go for $97,850. So here you go. You've got the way things are in ag, things are recalibrating on the high end with the late model big stuff, recalibrating down. But then you've got this stuff. You know, I'm going to have three records today, and I'm hoping to get some video from the auction today from Wilkinson. And if anybody listening is at the sale or going to the sale, and just take your cell phone and shoot a little video and message it to me, we'll get it on our TV show. Cause man, I can't wait to see this stuff sell.
This is crazy. Yeah. When you've got those the records already set, before they start the auction on site, that's incredible stuff right there, dude.
Yeah, it's a little snapshot of the way things have. I mean, I think it's the way life is. We move so fast, and we sort of take for granted the change we've gone through. But I'm telling you, I've been doing this 34.5 years now. And like you just said, Chip, I mean, the online bid, so you've got people from all over the world on this auction. And, you know, before they even start the live chant, you know, you got a locked in price there. So it's a function of how things are different today. Obviously, buyers and sellers are finding the equipment they want, you know, extreme case here with record low hour items. But even on whatever, I mean, say I want a nice Ford F600. Oop, there's one five states away. Yeah, it costs X to ship it, but that's what I want. Click it, buy it, done.
Right. You know, the 55s have been making a lot of news for you here lately, haven't they?
Oh, well, a month ago yesterday, of course, that sale created equal ripples. That was in Kingsley, Iowa, sale for Rob Plundle by Paulson Auction. Yeah, and there again, same thing. I mean, even though, you know, times are recalibrating in ag, corn, bean, you know, prices are, you know, under pressure. But we had three records on that auction: a 1990 John Deere 4955 two-wheel drive, one for $100,750. Record on the 4755 90 model two-wheel drive, 4,011 hours, $95,000, and a record on the 4555 90 model mechanical front, 4,500 hours at 94.5. So I guess I find this interesting because, again, we're getting records on this older stuff, you know, and you whatever, if you want to call it vintage now, it's 30 years old, whatever. But a lot of these stuff is about to use. To me, it sort of mimics what we're seeing on the farmland side. It's like the prices aren't going down. And it's like, well, who's paying these increasing, you know, and it just is what it is. There's a lot of old money out there still at work, whether it's land or machinery. So when the right stuff pops along and your favorite tractor is a 55 series or a Magnum red one, it's just,
it's go time.
It's just, they just go crazy.
Yep. And that go is time. The magic. That's a magic sauce for a lot of guys out there, right? No doubt.
And I told Brent Leonard when I emailed him yesterday, I said, Brent, you're selling three John Deere time machines today.
Yep.
And that's really what they're selling. So, and they still get the job done. You can wrench on them, not computerize the whole bit. So it'll be interesting to see what they go for.
Right. Yep. No doubt.
Stay tuned. Okay. I'll post a blog later today, folks, and let you know what they all brought.
That's excellent. Thanks, buddy. Okay. Let's go up north, up to Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, last Tuesday for you Alice fans, a really nice Alice 8050, looked like new, 1,995 hours on it. Consignment auction, Yorkton, South Dakota, by Yorkton Auction Center. It went for $30,295 U.S.,
okay.
And that's the sixth highest price ever on an Alice 8050. So you could argue, you know, pretty good buy there. Super nice one. So, yeah, that was interesting last Tuesday up in Saskatchewan.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Minnesota now. What do you got there?
Well, it was the next day, last week, last Wednesday, my good friend John Carlson Auction Company, really a small sale. It was in Stanchfield, Minnesota, but Massey Ferguson, wow, beautiful, hardly used stuff here. Had one tractor, 2019 Massey 4707, 183 hours, one owner. That brought $30,751. And then some hay equipment, just beautiful, hardly used at all. 2021 Massey 15125 rake. That actually was unused. That brought $4,529. And then a Massey 2019 1745 round baler that was unused went for $20,000. And a 2021 Massey DM 255 disc mower, super condition, hardly used, brought $7,200. So, cool sale there by my friend JC John Carlson.
Yeah. That hay equipment, it sounds like there was actually some buys in that.
Well, not bad, you know, for an unused. It might be a case there where, I mean, there were only like eight items on the auction.
Okay.
So, sometimes on the really, really small sales, you just don't drag in all the other eyeballs that you would on a more of a regular or a large consignment or retirement type sale.
Exactly. Okay. I love where you want to end up this week in the conversation, and that is with your talk about the theory of opposites. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I was requested to turn in a column for Top Producer magazine here, so I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag. But the theme was, hey, Pete, why don't you give your best tips for young folks on the cusp of taking over their farm? And so I was like, okay, that's good advice, good topic. So I got five pointers. I'll just share one here, and it's my theory of opposites, like you said. So basically, you know, it's when everyone is running one direction, train yourself both mentally and then the long term, getting yourself financially in position, you know, to be aggressive when everyone's pulling back and vice versa. When everyone's full on, hey, let's go spend money, then pull back. And I think that's, you know, I've been doing this 34 years. I see that's how you can make your fortune. So, you know, in terms of used equipment, I've always noticed 4 to 7 year old is one of the biggest depreciation. That's when the best buys are, like tractors 4 to 7 years old. So look back a decade with me to 2014 and 15, and let's look at 2010 model John Deere 8345R tractors. Okay. So they were 5 years old then. The highest auction price I saw 2014-15 on a 10 model 8345 was $136,000 to $146,300.
Okay.
Now the last 2 years on a 10 model 8345R, when everyone wants to buy, got the checkbook out. Okay. Highest auction prices went from $260 to $297.
Jeez.
They doubled. But nobody wanted to buy back then, and dollars were tight. But I actually wrote a column in Farm Journal December of 15, Chip, and I said, hey, guys, I don't mean to tell you what to do here, but you'll never have a better chance to be a buyer than right now.
Right.
Because dealers were stuck with way too much late model stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody was wanting to buy. Stuff was falling 20, 25% a year. That's when you got to have the money to act, and you can get unbelievable value.
Yes, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense, Greg. Good stuff. Looking forward to your blog update later today, man.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep posting.
Sounds excellent. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Coming up next, we're going to talk land rights in southern Iowa next.